special 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satya and Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day.
Simple recheck of their hunches and impressions. So then they have their own answers.
Wow. So what is the yes and no technique? Now I'm curious.
That's why I do it in a profile situation.
Wow.
Because I discern the person's energy to make sure that there's nothing that will be giving them the wrong answers around them.
Okay.
And the technique is one of learning to listen with their body in a certain way. So... And the thing that I find is the most important is for people to begin to realize they always have been listening to their angels.
Right. Yes.
And that our angels are of a certain frequency. You know, they vibrate a little higher than we are. We're energy. We're like a life force, an energy, an electromagnetic energy. And we have a frequency. You know, we talk about people who have good vibes and people who have bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our energy being low or I'm really up today.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are of a higher frequency, and so they can come down to a certain degree, but when we're really depressed, it's harder for them to communicate with us. So working with helping people to realize how they can raise their energy, raise their enthusiasm, raise their frequency to be more in that level where their angels can communicate with them easily is one of the key things that helps people to start to see how they can be more, you know, it's like learning how to, some people call it praying without ceasing, going with the flow, being really in touch with that rhythm,
right,
is keeping your energy up. And that's a lot of it, you know, keeping your attitude, your intention, all of those things help us to draw that source energy, if you want to call it, God energy, higher energy, closer to us.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Hey, Christine, could you do us a favor? Could you speak a little bit louder?
I can put the mic closer to me. Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing that I like to help people realize is that their angels are unconditionally loving.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't make mistakes.
Exactly.
We don't make mistakes.
No.
Yay! Woohoo! Let's put that on a bumper sticker, okay?
you could call them stepping stones, though.
There you go.
it's a part of our learning lessons.
Right.
And the less we're judgmental of ourselves, the less hard we are on ourselves, the more we're able to hear and respond to our inner voice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So, what have you learned about the nature of angels?
What have I learned about...
Yes, the nature of the angels.
The nature of the angels. You know what's most important to me?
Hmm.
Is the feeling of love. When I sit down, or when I'm in a crowd, and I tune in, you know how our thoughts can be going out, looking at this, looking at that, thinking about this, thinking about that. And then taking a moment or something that draws us in a beautiful scene, a thought that comes, I can, turning within, feel that tremendous love and then have that to share with people.
Aww.
And that, you know, it's like that warm blanket when I remember I don't have to do this all alone or...
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not saying I do that all the time.
Right.
You know, get on the job and or be doing something, and you're intensely into it, and we forget.
Yeah,
I forget. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if any other
mm-hmm.
people do, but I forget. And also, I get to those phases where, well, now I think I have to do it myself.
Right.
Yes, and that's not true at all.
Yeah, I think that's an old pattern that we all have to kind of get rid of.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not easy to ask for help. And, you know,
especially some people.
Mm-hmm.
The angels respect our free will.
Right.
So they don't do it for us. unless we ask, and we can ask and ask and ask. I think of them as a committee, a team out there waiting for assignments.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I found out that I have, like, 26 angels working with me now.
Yes?
Yeah.
And a person who has a team of angels, the way I have discerned it is that we have a team that we're born with that is with us from the time that we're born until we pass on or we accomplish the goals we made contract with them for. But as we go through life, we can get extra help and extra angels for the challenges that come up.
Right.
We always have those specialists who are going to help us with the major life things that we wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
See, it's, I have to remember that because since I came, you know, I'm a triple Scorpio, I get real stubborn sometimes and try to do things my own way. And I've learned that if you just let go and just let it happen instead of trying to make something happen, especially now, so much easier.
Surrendering.
So much easier, yes.
Instead of make your dreams come true, allow your dreams to come true.
Absolutely.
Just the angels are just waiting for that. One little permission. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
To allow them
to
make all your wildest and imaginative dreams to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, how do you know that your angels are near? And how many angels does a person have?
Well, I have, as I said, when we get goosebumps or chills.
I do get
or a warm rush, a really warm, reassuring rush.
Mm-hmm.
Is a couple of the signs of the presence of angels. That, as I said, the angels are the ones who give us the chills or the goosebumps.
Oh,
I was a biologist, and I know we learned that it's the vestigial leftover from when we had hair or something, you know? But that doesn't play out when you get one spot on your leg that's got goosebumps on it, you know, or one arm gets goosebumps. So that's my way of knowing it. And you asked me two questions in one there. How do we know when they're near?
How many angels do most people have?
How many does a person have? A person usually who is going to work with things may have one or two. Their lifetime is just to be a scientist or just to tap the universal mind. But a person who's going to work with people usually has three, four, or more.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes more help with people, right?
Right.
We need to master all the different kinds of personality types that we're going to run into.
True.
Hmm. Now, I've got a personal question. No, not a personal question. A question of my own.
A personal question.
What is your point about guardian angels, and can we have more than one guardian angel, and if angels switch off, if you have a new guardian angel, and what's your...
You know what my thought is? That everyone is going to have there's lots of hierarchy of angels in descriptions, in religious studies, in people who have different experiences, and I haven't had all the experiences.
Yeah.
But I know the feeling of the presence of angels in my life and the messages that I get. It's sort of like a committee answer.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that there are different energies that come in at different times. And I think also of like the archangel energy. That is a term that applies and works for people who have a Christian background. But people who have a Buddhist background or another background are still going to have spiritual help, and it's going to be called in their name, in their picture, in their energy. And the word angels was actually from when the scholars of old were trying to find a symbol to represent this spirit of love and light that helps us. They looked at a symbol that represented that purity, and they chose a baby. And they looked at the wings of a bird, the freedom, and that lightness of being, and put that together, and the word translated into angel.
Aww.
So we have that image of the wings and the body, but it's really a light force and an energy field that will appear as we need to have it appear. That's my understanding.
Wow.
I don't doubt anyone else's understanding,
right?
Because it's a personal experience.
And that takes three questions in one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in your view, or your personal opinion, or your truth, whatever, how do angels communicate with us?
Through our psychic sensitivity. And the word psychic means the breath of God.
Wow.
It's the beyond the physical senses.
Uh-huh.
And as electromagnetic or energy beings, we pick up things through our vision, our inner vision, the third eye. People talk about the third eye. They talk
mm-hmm.
about seeing visions, seeing things in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have that as a predominant way of communicating have a personality type that goes along with it. They're more visually oriented to how
mm-hmm.
things look in their environment, to seeing the big picture of a project. And that visual part of us gets those, like you're looking for something, and all of a sudden a picture of where to go will flash in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or...
Or
looking at, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at someone, you may see a cloud around them, you know, and you know that they're sick or something. Some people can develop to see the aura. We all have all these abilities. We can all start to unfold them.
Hmm.
The hearing person is clairaudient,
right?
Clear hearing. Mm-hmm. The thoughts are very important to them, so they're running a mental conversation. And they're, you know, it's their thought.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when people teach meditation, a visual kind of person will say, sit down and visualize this.
Mm-hmm.
An auditory kind of person is not going to be that great at visualizing. And they can't quiet their mind very well because that's how their angels are communicating with them.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding the different ways helps people not to be frustrated in meditation class.
Wow, so that's...
But the auditory person is very mental. They need to understand. They are people who are very direct and to the point. They don't like lots of details. They're a fact-oriented kind of person. And they don't like lots of excess noise around them because they need to keep their mind clear to be able to hear this, to work things out in their mind.
Wow.
And we all have that ability, too. And it's when you're stumping, you know, you're trying to figure something out, and you walk away and say, I'm just going to go for a walk. And
right,
boom,
yes.
You know, the answer then comes into your head.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's because you release the pressure.
Yeah.
Well, you're trying. You're trying to make it something happen instead of just
allowing.
The allowing part.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
coming from the outside your intellect
mm-hmm.
into your mind to be received.
And
the feeling type. The feeling message comes as a gut feeling. Just a feeling, I need to go now.
Yeah, I had that.
This isn't a good place to be. This isn't the right home for me. This isn't the right restaurant.
Right.
You know, it's just a feeling. Or
the feeling, this is here.
Or a feeling I'm home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when a feeling type person is so sensitive, they can pick up other people's feelings and think that they're their own. So sometimes it's hard. Sometimes they don't isolate themselves, but they withdraw to get back into their own space, you know, get back into their own feelings. And the angels, their messages come just as a gentle nudge, gentle pull, really, sort of. It's time to go here. It's time to go there. Talk to that person, you know. And you just don't know why you're doing this, but it was just a good feeling to go.
Isn't there like
not bad even.
Clairvoyance. Yeah, there's clairvoyance, clairaudience, sight.
Clairsentience.
What's clairsentience? Is that feeling?
That's the feeling.
That's a feeling.
Oh, okay.
And then knowing is the last one.
Oh,
right.
Yes, that's
claircognizance is one word for that.
Yes, claircognizance. That's what
that's
I was looking
yes.
for.
And that person is a person who knows. They don't know how they know, but they know.
Bingo.
Nah.
Well,
and bingo was my name.
Yeah.
they're the people who are they're very creative. They have lots of projects going as a personality type. They have lots of projects going because they get bored easily, so they move on to the next one. They have somebody behind them following up with projects. They can be good managers because they see your potential. and they can help a person bring out their potential because of that inner knowing. But they are also people who, because they know, they think they know how everyone else should be. So sometimes they get a little overly...
You mean they can be a know-it-all?
Yeah. And the personality type and the communication style goes hand in hand. In Texas, I know in the school system they have, and in other places, they have learning modalities. You know, the kinesthetic child.
Oh, okay, yes.
Or the kinesthetic person, or the visual person, or the auditory person. It's throughout our society. We recognize it in some ways, but we don't recognize it totally.
Mm-hmm.
And if when we understand that I'm talking to, I'm a feeling type of person, I'm talking to a visual person, for instance. That person needs me to draw them a picture.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And if I'm a visual person, I'm talking to a auditory person, I don't need to give them the whole picture. They just want the words.
Oh, okay.
It's like giving directions to go somewhere. I have a friend who's very factual. And she was coming to see me, and I was giving her these landmarks because I love landmarks.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much detail. Just give me the street name.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the differences. And we can have much better relationships when we realize that not everybody thinks the same as we do.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That would help a lot. So,
what about the language?
Oh, yes. What are four different languages of angels? You said there's four languages of angels.
Languages of angels, that I mean by the gifts.
Yeah.
By the different ways that we hear them. And when we sit down in quiet meditation, they will give us impressions in our meditation through the way that we're open and ready to receive.
So basically the four different languages is hearing, seeing, feeling, and knowing.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, because I was looking at
languages,
German, French, Swedish.
I'm going.
Know, and the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit in Corinthians.
Yeah, okay. So what are some of your experiences with angels?
Was that another question?
Yes. That's a question.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. What are some of your experiences with angels?
My experiences with angels?
Uh-huh.
I had one of my favorite ones was I had a friend coming to see me from 1,000 miles out of town.
Well,
and we were supposed to meet at my office. And I had the feeling that I had time to run this little errand. And so I went several blocks away from my office. And I was planning on her calling me, let me know when she was coming, etc., etc. So I picked up a newspaper, or I got a hamburger. I got to my destination, and I look in the parking lot, and someone's parked the wrong angle, you know, over
right.
by the payphone. And getting out of the car is my friend from San Antonio. And we had both arrived in that same parking lot, down blocks away from where our co-destination was, at the same time. And we were getting out of our cars at the exact same time. We both worked with angels. It was a confirmation for both of us that we were in the right place at the right time.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it was such a big synchronicity, you couldn't say it wasn't somehow divinely guided.
Oh, yeah. So divinely guided.
Mm-hmm. So those are the, you know, that kind of thing. And I was having a really, really difficult month one year, and I was trying to decide whether to go visit my sister or not, and I decided to take myself out for dinner. I was depressed. I felt lonely. I end up at this restaurant, and here is a woman. It's a family table restaurant, so you sat at the table with other people. She had on a T-shirt from the town that my sister lived in.
Oh, wow.
And we sat down together, and the conversation healed me.
Oh.
Just everything she said. And as I walked out of the restaurant, this was in Iowa, there had been a thunderstorm. There was a golden sky over in the west. There was a black cloud with a silver lining over in the east. It was magical.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And it was like trumpets blaring.
Oh, cool. Oh.
So, and I got lots of goosebumps, I can tell you.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
I bet. That's neat. Have you had your angels warn you?
Warn me?
Mm-hmm.
I had an automobile accident, and as the car was rolling over, I heard, "Relax, Chris. It's not going to kill you."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And so I relaxed, and I had my seatbelt on, luckily, and everything was just fine.
Wow.
Hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. And there are times when I just know not to go to different places.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I don't, you know.
That's how we do a lot of things now.
Yes. And the other thing that they help with is ending up at places and meeting people that you didn't expect to meet that needed to hear what you had to say.
Oh, yeah.
How many
or
times
what you
those
needed
happen?
To hear what they had to say.
Right. That they had a message for you.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun just to be an instrument, you know, to set out on a day and go, okay, I just want to experience what you have for me to experience, and you know, take a walk.
Mom, she says, "Okay, angels, where do you want me to go today, or who do you want me to call?"
Yep.
It's like, oh
give
my god,
picture.
Exactly, and then she hears from someone she hasn't heard from for like years.
Yeah, I'll put it out there. I'll go, gosh, I haven't heard from this person in about a couple of years. Okay, universe, I'm putting out the call. And either that day or the next day, they call me and go, you wanted me to call you?
Yes, a lot of times, yes.
I love that.
Yes, calling people, having people end up in your zone that you put the word out for.
Yeah. Or like, there's this one time where me and Mom were out in the park and stuff, and this is when we lived in Vancouver, and it was a big, beautiful park, and I was out really far, and Mom said, often I heard Mom call, and she was like, Preston, so I ran over, like, Mom, you called? Said, no, but I thought about you, I mean, I called you in my head,
yep.
And that was going around a lot, you know.
Yeah,
yes.
And so every time I heard my name or just heard anything, I always went with it, and it is, you know, that's how psychic ability and talking with angels and everything like that really is. It's just go with your first thing.
Yep.
That's the divine intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a part of being able to listen and to be more in tune with the source, with your angels, is quieting the mind of the worry, the judgment, the doubt, the things that we sometimes occupy our mind with. Because once we start to trust and start to work through the self doubt and the indecisions that we may have adopted in our early years, we're creating space. That's why meditation and anything that a person can do to quiet their mind and to raise their energy helps them to be more in touch with that flow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The lucky people, they even had a television show about lucky people. Our lucky people are people who think they're lucky.
Right.
Exactly.
The unlucky people, they showed them, they dropped money on the ground, and the people who thought they were lucky saw the money. What made them look down?
Yep.
You know, the people who thought they weren't lucky, they were unlucky, didn't even see the money, though it was out in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's, you know, there's some co-communication going on there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Why do you think we need angels?
That's what I was going to answer.
Oh,
I'll let you ask the question.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That was
the next thing that was on my mind. Was because, you know, it's difficult down here on the planet. This is my interpretation. Is
sometimes
that there are lots of challenges. There's more than we can be aware of, especially as things get faster and faster. And through history, how many paintings, you know, all the paintings of the artists of the Renaissance and before show angels, right? And predominantly through the Industrial Age was when angels and the evolution, you know, the Darwinian theory, where do angels fit in evolution with the Darwin theory? So we're going back to what mankind has known. You know, the Native American people have known that ancestors or They call them spirit guides, or their animal totems have helped them. So it's because it is difficult here, and the angels are learning as much as we're learning by being on our team. We're just the front runners. We're the ones in the physical form.
Yeah. So, you know, they help us be our best, to shine our light, and do our divine thing we came here to do and be.
Stay alive, accomplish our goals, accomplish our mission.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell the story. Think of yourself in a boat on top of the water and getting into a diving suit. You know the old-fashioned diving suits with the lead boots and the
yes.
round head and the...
Yes.
So that's like our physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up there in the boat. Our angels are the boat crew. And we dive in to the water. And we could tell from up there what our goals were, where the treasure chest was, where, you know, the things we wanted to explore were. But once we get down in the water in this physical body, we can't see it as well. You know, we're going to the left and the treasure's over at the right. So our angels, they have this little tube and they're you know, yelling down, to the left, to the left. And that's, to me, what the whole, their relationship with us is keeping us on track.
Yeah. Bringing us back to center.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keeping us on our divine path. Help, assisting us.
Going where we wanted to go.
Yeah. Because, you know, I believe that they believe in free will as well, and that they, you know, we can go wherever we want.
That's absolutely right.
They help us guide to go, okay, I think this would be the best choice. Okay, you're right, let's go. You know.
That's absolutely right. They will let you, they are a part of the free will system.
Yeah.
And never try to interfere.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we don't have that niggling thought, you know, maybe I do need to go to Ashland.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was down in Santa Fe thinking about coming to Ashland for over 2 years. And I would see Oregon license plates, and I would... happen, and that happened, you know. And finally I said, okay, I'll try it. And I got here.
Huh.
And I think that was a part of their, my asking them to help me to expand what I wanted to learn and do.
Right.
Yeah.
And this was their way of answering that request that I had placed. And that's how the teamwork works.
So what are some steps that we can do to have a better communication with our angels?
One of the key things, and I think I mentioned it, is that when we work with keeping ourselves more positive,
mm-hmm.
and keeping our energy or our vibration, our enthusiasm up,
mm-hmm.
and asking for help, asking and communicating with confidence that there is help there, that we can be getting more of a focus, and, you know, writing goals. They say that 3% of the population writes down goals, and they're the ones that, you know, what 1 or 2% have the most achievement of their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so writing them down makes a major difference to a person being able to accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Well, it puts it, you know, it's a commitment, a form of commitment.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Being sure that you know what you want to do.
Right.
And the whole thing with spiritual life and physical life is knowing that there has to be a balance of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, balance is very important.
The experience of being a part of a physical team, a spiritual team, is I have somebody at my door.
funny.
I can't think and talk at the door at the same time.
Yeah, I know that. That's that multitasking stuff.
That's the joy of doing radio. On the internet.
Internet radio. Well, folks, here's a short little hope. Do 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 do. Yeah, some horn music. Woohoo! Celebrate, good time. Come on. Now we're gonna have miniature karaoke while we're on hold.
No.
Your mom's going to sing opera. Okay. I'm just making the hold even funner. Fun. Ah, because that's life's supposed to be fun and easy.
That's correct.
Easy.
The more we can allow it to be, the easier it will be.
Exactly.
Well, one thing that happened to me, I look at an angel book. It's called Dorian Virtue Angel Number.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I get messages a lot of times from my angels. They'll give me a number in my mind's eye. And I started to kind of go into fear a little bit, and all of a sudden this number 215 popped into my head. I think it was 215 or 214. Uh-huh. I looked in the book, and basically it said, oh, no, please don't go into fear. You're such a strong influence on your own future. I just couldn't.
And then it said, give all your fears to the angels.
Yes. And it was within seconds. I just went, wow. So the return of what you put out in return is record number fast now.
Oh, yeah. And it's, like, right on. I mean, seriously, when we, the book, like, one time, we just got some abundance for our Divine Angel Circle, and we're, like, getting all these awesome numbers and stuff, and so we looked it up, and it's, like, congratulations, you did your,
You followed your inner path,
you do what you did what you love to do, and now you're receiving the rewards. Great job.
Yeah.
The angels are dancing.
Yeah.
And I was, like, oh, my gosh, that is so... Right. I mean,
it is awesome.
Yeah.
It just makes
I've taken
so much
care of that emergency. I'm sorry, too.
That's okay. We just kind of filled
in. We kind of filled in with our angel bugs.
Speaking of which.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Christine.
Yes.
What are some of the foods? Do you have any ideas of what we can eat that is better connection with the angels? Because that's what I'm getting. You know, I'd love to have some help on that.
Well, you know, each person is going to have a different need.
Right.
But from my, I have a Bachelor of Science degree in biology.
Okay.
And have studied this field because of my interest in natural healing and in the ability of the body to heal itself.
Right.
And so from that experience, I know that the more calm we can stay and the more centered and grounded we can be, that's the criteria for choosing better foods.
Oh.
And sugar rushes throw a person into extreme mood changes.
Really?
The alcohol throws people into different mood changes. You just need to be aware of where your energy is going and what outside, how you're affected, how you feel by the different things.
Right.
That you're eating, I think, more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And in our society, we're not taught to listen to our body as a message system.
Right.
We're taught to suppress or to ignore. So lots of coffee, not
yeah.
necessarily the way to a spiritual enlightenment.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I found out is the more I keep eating processed foods, the more I just feel lower vibration that I can't even get excited about life. I mean, I just kind of feel blasé. And it's because people keep saying, well, you're a high vibration being, but why are you eating such low vibration food sometimes?
Well, you know, I've gone through many different changes with working with my spiritual guidance. And I used to smoke.
Right.
And I was so sensitive to other people's energy that the smoking was the only time I became quiet within myself. At that time, that's what I needed.
Wow.
And I, of course, have quit many years ago. But there's each person's individual need is going to be different.
Right.
But I think the most important thing is to start to be aware of what your body's telling you. You know, one of the key things that I like to pass on is the concept of the four loyalties.
Okay.
Because we are conditioned in our society to sort of be off-kilter there. Our first loyalty is our state of consciousness, our way of thinking. If I can't make myself happy, no one else can. And if I don't take care of my own spiritual growth, that's what I'm here for, you know, to be aware of my happiness, my service, my feeling of well-being. Because well-being is what life is all about. God, the universe is available to well-being
right.
if we tune into it. Our second loyalty is our physical body. Because if we don't keep it, we can't be interacting with each other.
Correct.
You know, when we pass on, we have a different experience than when we are in a body relating to other people in the physical world. And each person is individually responsible to keep their body healthy. The doctor's not.
Right.
Right? We sometimes
True.
Put it on the doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of realizing, well, I need to be more aware of taking the time to do the things I need to do to keep my body healthy. And that can be fun if we
yeah.
look at it from the right perspective.
Right.
And the third loyalty is our family and those people closest to us that I like to say push our buttons. Because that's stimulating the areas we need to grow and we need to refine.
Right.
And that we need to change. And the fourth loyalty is where we go to church or to work or to socialize with people.
Oh, wow.
In the bigger picture. Now, I'm from the era of being trained a lot to worry about the family and taking care of the world. You get to heaven by good works.
Right. Working hard.
And it was about what you could do for other people. And so I've had the tendency to always be ready to help other people.
But not yourself.
Even though I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lifetime lesson for me to get that in right order. It's not me first, me second, me third. But
right.
if I don't take care of my state of consciousness and my health and bring joy to the experience that I'm interacting with people, then I have that much more to give.
Very true.
Exactly.
So, and I think that's another way of being aware of being more in touch with your angels is getting
right.
that in order because they're encouraging you to do that all the time. And I think there is an inner voice that is often encouraging us to make better selections in food and exercise and activities and friendships, etc. You know, it's just sort of, it's not taking away our free will, but there's those inner nudges, that inner knowing that we know. And if we're suppressing that, then we have stress.
Right. Well, isn't it important also to have really people around you that support you and love you for, you know, who you are and what you do?
Yes.
Instead of...
Yes. So, well, and that all comes with greater self-love.
Right.
As we love ourselves more, we choose better people.
Ah, is that what it is?
Don't we?
That's good.
You know,
that makes a lot of sense to me.
A lot to do that. Because, you know, my experience has been that when I was putting myself down and judging myself and being hard on myself, son of a gun, there were people around me who were doing that. And I thought it was all about them.
Ah.
Until I realized I needed to start changing myself and think differently about myself.
Wow.
And not stand for anybody talking to me that way.
Right.
From the point of view of saying, I'm better than that. And when I changed, I didn't have those kind of people around me anymore.
Hmm.
Well,
I see.
Greater self-love.
Love yourself first before you can love others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then as you love yourself, you're going to bring in people who love you too.
Yeah. And then, well,
and love their self.
Yeah. And they vibrate differently because you're like a magnet for them.
Exactly.
Kind
of that
signal, and you get radio sending and receiving units.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And all of life is a radio station. I mean, there's wherever you are, there's something being broadcast that if you had the right equipment, you could tune into.
Right, and if you don't like the channel, change it.
Exactly.
Absolutely, and that's the power that we have, but we don't always realize that.
Right.
You know, and because there is a conditioning in our society to be a little bit of a victim.
So,
that's a whole other story. We're talking about angels.
So, a little bit more, a few questions before the last question. Because I'm trying to find some questions because you filled up some of them by one question I asked you led to another thing. So, when do you feel that you really know that you're communicating with the angels?
When do I feel that I really know?
When do you feel that you're really communicating with your angels? Do you really know that you're communicating to angels?
One of my best signs, one of the signs that I like to get the most is goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
When I have the chills.
Is that the true test?
That's my test.
I see.
And the other thing, that's the main test.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will get very, very warm when I'm talking to someone who, and the words are coming to me that I didn't know that I knew.
What are coming to you? What
words.
Are you? Words. Oh,
words.
Oh, okay, okay.
Will come to me to, that I didn't know that I knew.
Oh, wow.
Or a new way of describing an experience that I didn't realize. Or I will be saying something to someone and I didn't even, they hadn't told me what was happening, and I had just said what was happening in their life.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was so in the flow, I was picking up from them, and I didn't even know that I was picking up from them.
That's
awesome.
Cool. That is awesome.
That's when it's just so easy, you know, just so easy, it's just like breathing.
So is everybody able to have an in-depth communication with their angels?
Anyone can have an in-depth communication with their angels. Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that our angels want to. That's why there's so many people who are, you know, reconnecting people, letting people realize that this is truth, that this is out there. When I started this in 1972, we couldn't get on the radio and say, you have angels. We could talk about, they wouldn't let us on.
You're kidding, really? In 72, huh?
In 72,
wow.
We could talk about the psychic gifts.
Wow.
We didn't mention the angels until people came to our presentations or our lectures. And one day I was wondering, well, have we accomplished anything? You know, have we made a difference? And I walked into a Walgreens store, and there were, my angels led me to a card display that were just filled with angel cards.
Aww.
And it was like,
aww,
these weren't here before. And so I know, Preston, you're too young for that time. But that's how it was when we started doing this.
Wow.
Was those inroads. And, you know, it's not that people in some certain areas didn't realize it, but it wasn't that predominant, and the percentage has gone up over the years, the last 30 years, of more and more people who believe in the presence of angels.
Right.
Hmm. So, where did the name of angel, just the word angel, where did it come from? Do you know the origin or?
The angel, that was what I was saying, is the Greek origin of the word, and I don't know the total breakdown, but the wise men were looking for a symbol of purity, And wisdom. And the purity was the baby, and the wisdom is the dove, because the dove does not take off until it knows where it's going. And so they put the wings on the baby, and that word in Greek was angel.
Oh, wow.
Something similar to that root word.
So a dove won't go somewhere until it knows where it's going? Really?
Yeah. That's why the dove is the symbol.
Peace.
When Noah and the ark, the
right,
dove didn't
yes,
take
the
off,
olive branch
land.
Thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you're good. You're teaching me all kinds of things.
Yeah.
There's lots of folklore about angels and about spiritual help and about the wisdom that's available to us. And in our modern society of rush, 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 and look it up on the internet and do things outside of us, the last place we look is inside. And that's where our answers lie.
Right.
Inside ourselves. And the more that a person can take the time to be alone, to go inside, to ask themselves in meditation and getting relaxed and clear and just writing to themselves. That's why journaling can be very helpful, because sometimes messages can come unbeknownst as messages from your angels.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so there's not that many questions we have left, and we have a little bit of time left. So I think it'd be really awesome if we did a little angel messages ourselves. And we have our book with us, so we're wondering,
do you have any numbers?
You have a number that's coming to you. Any numbers? A three-letter number?
Three-letter.
Three-numbered number. three-digit number. Just anything. Oh, okay, I got one. 256. Okay, I was thinking of 284.
256?
256.
Okay, let me see.
And 286.
284. 256 says you'd like to make a life change, yet worry whether you have the resources to support you. This number sequence is a message for you to surrender your worries to heaven and to have faith in the universe's support.
I think that's a message for you, Christine.
I accept that message. That's absolutely the truth of my life these days.
What was the other one you got, Preston? Sue?
286.
286.
And 284.
284. It says, the angels have heard and answered your prayers concerning money. They're showering you and your loved ones with the infinite supply of the universe. Let go of any worries.
I like that.
I like that, too. And people can get in touch with me if they want to.
Okay. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, of course.
The easiest way is my email address, which is livetheloveyouare.
That is so awesome.
At yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Live the love you are.
That's it. Just rolls off the tongue.
Yes, no punctuation or anything. Just that phrase at yahoo.com.
Okay. Did you want your number too, or just email?
You can put my number.
Okay, you can get it.
It's 505-577-5858. 505-577-5858.
So what does it cost to do a session with you?
It's $50.
And how long is that for?
It's an hour, and we can do it by email.
Really?
People can, in their email contact, we can organize it, and by email and by phone, it would be a combination.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is good.
All right.
Live the love you are. That's my motto.
Oh.
I think I've seen a book like that or something.
That's the book I'm writing. You've heard me talk about it, Preston.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's on your card. That's what I'm...
That's right.
Oh,
and yes. I'm. You know, when you're going to write a book, what Spirit says is, well, live it first.
Yes.
Then you can write it.
Live it, love it, and then celebrate.
That's right.
And share it with others. I just wanted to say, what's really funny, and just a whole thing of, oh, my gosh, that's total angels, is I had a number in my hand. It was 286. And then when I went to say it, I said
254. Yep, right.
And I was like, whoa, that wasn't the word I was going for, but, you know, that works. That is so divine. It is. It's so cool.
And you know, people call that sometimes a Freudian slip, but really it's our
our divine guidance.
Our divine guidance.
Yeah. Okay, so we have about 2 minutes left before we're going to cut off.
Well, my impression for you.
Yes?
You gave me an impression. I'm going to give you an impression.
Okay.
And my impression for you is that as you take baby steps to really reach out and solidify the message that you have for people, and it doesn't have to be big. It will be the baby steps. It will ricochet
right in
a beautiful pool. You know how when you throw a stone in a pond?
Yes.
It just keeps ricocheting and ricocheting and ricocheting.
Yep. So the ripples go out.
But the key thing is, you know, they're baby steps to start, and don't worry about anything because it's falling into place. And that's the answer that I get.
Thank you.
So did you have one for me? Did you give me a feeling?
Let me just tune in, Marianne.
You what?
Let me tune in for you.
Okay.
I sense... Oh, just keep the enthusiasm and the fire going.
Yay!
Fire.
Hey, how about
that whole sense of fireworks around you?
Sacred play.
Fireworks.
Fireworks?
That's what fireworks around you.
That's who we are. We're celebration energy. And they said the fireworks have been trying to come out the top of our crown for years.
Now it has. Now we're allowing.
Yeah, now we're allowing it to come out.
And that's your gift, people, because you just light them up.
Thank you.
And that's what I see for you.
Okay, so...
that's awesome. Thank you, Christine.
Yeah, thank you. That's all the time we have. So...
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, 55.
I think we got a
55 will be perfect. So I just want to let everybody know this was a wonderful and amazing, insightful time. And it was wonderful having you on, Christine.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah, Christine, give your information again. That was awesome.
Yeah, give your information again.
Yeah, you taught me a ton of stuff.
I know.
Live the love you are.
Okay, live the love you are at
yahoo.com.
.com.
And my cell phone number is 505-577-5858.
Wow. So do you have any message you want to say before you complete the call?
Yeah, to everybody.
To everyone is take deep breaths as you should you and remember to breathe and keep your jaw relaxed. Your whole being is more relaxed.
Oh, if your jaw is relaxed?
What is happening, if you step back and take deep breaths, you're calling your angels closer.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Inspiration.
That's all the time we have.
Okay, thank you.
It was wonderful having you on. Have a wonderful, awesome, joyful day.
Thank you, thank you. You too.
That was
you
fun,
too.
Christine.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Okay.
God.
Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful, awesome, amazing day, and allow it to be divine and joyful.
Yahoo!
And easy, easy.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Wow.
Remember, love life, love life. Celebrate every moment.
Flow with the angels of joy.
Woohoo!
All right, bye now. Have a wonderful day. Mwah.